Well, Ollie, before we look ahead to the Bulls game this coming Saturday afternoon, we'll just maybe reflect back on the victory in the Cup earlier in the week, a 1-0 against St Pat's. A much-needed one that has come in the Cup. What was your thoughts at the end of that game, Ollie?
Probably as I addressed after the game, yeah, it was great to win it. It was just probably a pity from our point of view. It wasn't a league game that we won. But better winning the Cup game than not winning it, to put it that way to you. You know... We could have got a bye in that competition, as most teams did, into the last 16, and we wouldn't have had to play that game and pick up maybe the injuries or yellow cards that we picked up. But at the same time, you know, it's good to win it, and it's good to beat a club or a team as strong as Pat's. It's probably just a pity we didn't get something out of Inchicore in the league game, which we viewed as being more important.
But listen, Ollie, you were looking for that first one, and overall, it would give the side a boost knowing now that you have got your first victory of the year. So heading into training and the session after that, I'm sure things would have been lifted, would they?
Yeah. I don't think anyone gets too despondent or too excited, win or lose, to put it that way to you. We know what we're in. We've never been in anything different over the years, be it fighting at the bottom or the Premier Division or fighting at the top of the First Division, and this is no different. It's just, you know, we needed something to fall for us, and it probably did after 4 minutes in the Cup game against Pats when Ryan Connolly scored from a mistake. It's just, we love that to have happened in a league game, but please God, it might happen on Saturday against Bowes, because that's what we need to try and get something out of that game.
Looking ahead to that Bowes match, Ollie, do you envisage much changes ahead of the game on the starting lineup?
There will be, with the amount of games we have in the short space of time and the amount of knocks and injuries that we picked up, we have to change things around. And, you know, so be it. There's a number of lads that are out short term, a number of lads that are out longer term. And we got to try and manage that to pick a team for Bowes. And that won't be easy on the basis of where Bowes are. And, you know, in particular, their performance against Dundalk last weekend when they bet them, and probably bet them comfortably, and that's a fair statement to make when you beat Dundalk.
Yeah, well, how do you try and go about getting a result against a side like that, Ollie?
With difficulty, Oisin, and there's no point in pretending anything different. You know, we need to stay in the game and not concede early, as we have done in our three games that we have restarted with. You know, we need to try and stay in the game into the first half, even into the second half, and let's see where it goes and try and make it into a battle, you know. But we were 1-0 down in the three league games early within the first 20, 25 minutes, and it's a mountain to climb, you know, in particular in the Premier Division. And, you know, should we not concede early against Bowes, we'll see where it goes. But they're a formidable side at the moment, and have gradually each year, you know, improved and kicked on and off the pitch, you know, and should they kick on any further, they'll be title contenders without doubt.
Yeah, if you were to get that early goal, Ollie, because you've said it since your tenure started quite a few years back as Harps manager, the first goal is always important. If that was to come on Saturday, would you be anyway confident of seeing the game out like the previous game in the Cup?
Look, absolutely, the first goal is crucial, you know, or even if there's no goal, we'll take that and see what the game develops. But there's a but there. You know, we played in Dalymount last year and went behind after a couple of minutes, and that was, I won't say game gone, we actually dragged ourselves back into it. But we don't need to concede early. We need to try and consolidate and see where it takes us in the game. But they are, look, they're along with Shamrock Rovers, the top two teams in the country at the moment. And they'll take a hell of a performance again, anything against.
Yeah, I take it this is going to be your last home game for a number of weeks, Ollie, because you're on the road at Waterford, and then you've got a Cup tie on the road to come as well.
Yeah, and it's good that we're still in the Cup. We'd love to have got a home draw, and there's obviously to try and progress to the quarter final. But so be it. It's good we're still talking about the Cup, and that we progress on Monday night last, I suppose, to not being in it, Rushy.
Yeah, okay. Just finally then, Ollie, how are you fixed then, personal players front, rather, for this one in relation to those injuries you mentioned?
The long term, there's a couple that won't be available. There's a few that weren't available on Monday night through injury, and we need to assist them tonight and tomorrow night. But Saturday might come a bit soon for some of them. But so be it. We've lads that have come in that have done reasonably well, and they'll probably get another opportunity on Saturday to show what they can do, Oisin.
Yeah, okay. And one other note, have you settled into no attendances at these matches yet, Ollie? Have you gone past the strange experience and now it's becoming a bit of a norm, is it?
Once it's becoming a bit of a norm, like away from home, I don't think it affects you as much because the support probably wouldn't really be on your side, to put it that way to you. I mean, I made the point, we were 3-0 down in 40 minutes in Tala. We were probably delighted that there wasn't any home support there to add salt into your wound. But at home, it certainly is a loss for us, and there's no point to pretend it ain't a different Oisin. And please God, the sooner the restrictions, you know, are reduced, the better for us, because, you know, our home support has been huge to us over the years, in the good days and the bad days. And, you know, we'd love to get them back in for the running in the league, Oisin.
Okay, listen, Ollie, thanks for taking the call. Best of luck against Bowes. Hopefully when we're talking to you next year, you'll have a positive result out of that game.
Yeah, please God, Oisin. Thank you very much.